Or in the center stand there?
Just you could even walk here to the
I just needed some clarification on a bit on the proceedings with the Crown Attorney's Office to get legal information that now belongs to me regarding evidence. So I had filed an emergency preservation order of the evidence, and I'm told that there is no evidence, or the motion for that is going to be heard. With this is the one that was filed 2 weeks ago, prior to the 17th.
Yes.
So, and there was a meeting on the 7th to hear my trial, did that go through, that motion with you and the Crown Attorney?
There is nothing, sir. As I told you on the last occasion, nothing that has to do with any motion is going to be heard in your absence, sir. So if you're not there, we will not be hearing anything, sir, to do with your case.
So an emergency preservation of evidence order or motion hasn't been issued because it wasn't heard?
That's correct, sir. I can't issue something that I haven't heard. And as I've indicated to you, sir, September 15th is the next available date that I have. The Crown's been put on notice. They have the applications. They're aware of your concerns, sir. And obviously, if there's any evidence, it would behoove them to secure that evidence, sir, and make sure that it doesn't get destroyed. That's up to them, sir. There's nothing I can do before September 15th, sir. I can't stop every other proceeding to hear your case. I understand it's an important case, don't get me wrong, sir, but so is every other case. And I need to be able to hear those cases, sir. I promise you I will hear you out on September 15th, but that's the best I can do.
Yeah, I was not aware. I thought that they had full capability of getting this right away because the motion was filed. They're aware of it, and if they decide not to, they can't because you didn't hear the motion.
No, they're aware of it, sir. So they're aware of your concerns, and obviously, depending on what they do or don't do, that could play into my decision, certainly, sir. But at this point, I can't issue any motions, any decisions, nothing, because I don't have the time to hear.
Okay, so they have the ability to go seize all this right now without hearing your motion.
They have the ability to secure the evidence. They don't need to force them into it, sir. They certainly have the police who can go speak to the complainants about your emergency motion and preserving of the evidence. They are capable of doing that without a court order. Obviously, if there's a court order, it adds strength to it, it adds even more teeth to it, and there's consequences for failing to comply with a court order. But certainly, they can do all the stuff you said, sir, without my intervention until September 15th.
Now they can do, or they're supposed to do? It's clarification.
They can.
Okay.
They're supposed to is what I direct them to. They can, but they also know what happens if they've been put on notice and they haven't complied with something, or they've chosen not to comply with it. Obviously, again, sir, if they're telling you this evidence doesn't exist, they can't find the evidence that doesn't exist. But if it exists and they've just decided not to do anything about it when they've been put on notice, well, that certainly factors into what my decision could potentially be, sir. And they're aware of that. That's not lost on them. And
yeah,
I know that the Crown's Office would be aware of what the consequences are if they choose not to do anything about anything.
So for the past 2 weeks, they chose not to do anything?
Sir, I don't know. I have no idea. But we'll hear out on September 15th, sir, okay?
Thank you.
Again, I don't want to put Ms. Cranes on the spot because she doesn't know this case at all.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to ask her any questions because I think it would be completely inappropriate for me to do so.
Okay.
Your, the only comment I wish to make is that we will reach out to Mr. Longo if we have any evidence that we acquire, and Mr. Longo doesn't need to come attend our office. We have his application materials. And if we receive anything that we deem is relevant per Stinchcombe disclosure, we will provide that to Mr. Longo at the email address and the phone number that he's provided. So there's no need for Mr. Longo to reattend unless we have contacted him advising him.
Right.
That's the only clarification I wish.
Clarification is if you receive, it's because you requested it, correct? So or else somebody's going to be sitting somewhere not knowing what to receive, right? Did you request it in order to receive it?
So Mr. Long, what happens is the Crown would put the police on notice. The police would then go and speak to the complainants about the surveillance and everything else that you're seeking, sir. And then they would be notified by the police if something exists. If it doesn't exist, then they won't be notified, and I can take that as meaning that this stuff doesn't exist. Because otherwise the police would notify them to let them know that these materials exist in fact, sir. And again, we'll address this on September 15th.
Thank you, Your Honor.
You will have the ability to be heard out, and you can express what your concerns are. I will ask the Crown Lord what efforts they've made to secure this disclosure, and we'll deal with it as part of one of the applications. Okay?
Thank you, Your Honor. Thank you for the clarification.